It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. Brock Hunter.
What's up, you is?
Friday podcast, always the best because not only is it the weekend.
We don't have to think of a topic.
We don't have to. We did this,
do this every day of the week.
I would like that, but no, we can't. We did this because we were feeling lazy one day. We're like, oh, this sounds good. Let's
do it, a
weekly thing.
It's perfect. It rhymes.
It's perfect. Five opinions on a Friday. Five. Anyway, let's do it. Five facts, five opinions. Fact number one.
We should call it fucking Five Fact Friday.
fucking Fact Friday.
I heard when I was gone on a Friday, Kiki was just dropping some bombs. She was like, oh, I can swear it. And so she went fully
bald. Oh, on the podcast. Yeah, she did. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. Something about a potty mouth and being a female. Yeah, so like, eh.
One of those, like,
potty mouth, I said.
Yeah, potty mouth. Yeah.
Put some soap in your mouth, you dumb
dirty bitch. Potty mouth. Swears like a trucker. All right, fact number one, opinion number one. Almost every case that goes to court in Japan ends in a guilty verdict. The country has a 99.9% conviction rate. Damn. Holy shit.
Oh, you're going to court, huh? Well, you're fucked.
Yeah, in Japan?
Maybe it's a good thing, though, because they're just cutting out all the BS.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Guilty. You did it. You're in here for a reason.
There's some cases here in America that you go into, and you're like, yeah, that's definitely like OJ, but apparently not.
Eh, verdict's still out.
Right. Damn.
I'm not sure yet.
You know? Maybe we should have taken OJ to Japan.
There you go.
You know?
Guilty.
All the glove doesn't fit. Nobody cares. Yeah. You're going to jail.
You're guilty. Right. You obviously did it, sir. You're going to jail. But the glove doesn't fit.
Yeah.
We ain't quitting.
This is Japan. No gloves fit.
No gloves fit. They're all tiny, especially you. All right, that was quick, easy. Fact number two, opinion number two. A few years before Samuel Morse invented the Morse code, he ran for mayor of New York using the campaign slogan, "No immigrants, no Catholics."
Wow.
He lost the election.
Wow.
Jesus. No immigrants, no Catholics.
You know, learning the Morse code, though, would be pretty awesome.
Yep.
You know, you think about that. You know, in like certain situations, I think, I don't know, I saw a documentary one time. I can't even recall which one it was, but they were in some interrogation thing or something. They got captured.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, missing in action and using their eyes blinking.
He was blinking while he was talking.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
You know?
So reading a statement that he was supposed to read, and then at the same time, he's
blinking Morse code.
Morse code.
Was that like a hostage video or something?
Yeah, it was one of those like from what I gathered, and again, I don't want to misspeak and just spout random facts like people do, but I'm pretty sure he was supposed to be reading something saying like, oh, like dogging the U.S. and saying like they're treating him well and everything like that, and yeah, and then he was blinking in Morse code. All right, well, SOS is doot 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 doot. Doot, doot, doot.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
It's good to know.
Or is it doot, 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 doot. That's what it is.
That's much different, but all right.
Doot, 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 doot.
That's a crazy thing.
I actually have this chart.
So what is it? It's a chart?
Well, you learn it, and each letter has a different one. And I'll show you the chart. It's not a bad chart to have. Mm-hmm. Again, you don't want to think that, oh, God, when the apocalypse happens. But
no, it's nothing like A is 1, B is 2.
No. A is so – I'm going to show you that chart. It's a really interesting chart. I have it on my Pinterest.
Is a space like space like separating words? Is it just blank?
It separates – yeah, so it's the spaces in between that separate the letters. There's no words. It's all letters. But like SOS is save our ship or save our soul. Mm-hmm. But let's see here. I'm going to find this for you because it's actually very, very interesting. Where's it at? I think I just have it under stuff. There it is.
Google it, for God's sake. Would you?
No, it's right here.
Even your Pinterest page.
Dude, Pinterest is the shit. Right here, Morse code. So like A, doot, doot. B is doot, 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 doot. L, doot, 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 doot. M, doot, doot. And doot, doot.
So you just have to memorize the doot, doot.
SOS.
No system to it.
SOS. Doot, doot, doot. Doot, doot, doot. Doot, doot, and so that tells you the letter, what letter it is. But, God, you remember.
You just got to memorize
how many
doot, doots are in each letter.
E is doot. So let's spell Hunter. Hunter is, this is, everyone lists right
now. Like, Jesus.
Hunter is, H is doot, 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 doot. U, doot, doot, doot. N is doot, doot, T, doot, E, doot, R, doot, 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 or no, it's doot, doot,
Yeah, is there a backspace? Dude?
Yeah, wait. Delete.
Delete.
But anyway, there you go. So the guy who invented Morse code was actually not that nice of a dude.
Yeah.
He didn't like immigrants and he didn't like Catholics.
Yeah, guy sucks.
Fact number three, opinion number three. Goldfish were originally green and orange ones had a rare mutation, but those were more popular in China, mm-hmm. so they bred orange goldfish together.
Wow.
Crazy. Dude, I feel like so many goldfish now are just like inbred, like mutate. Like you see them all yeah. and they look horrible. They got like the gross and their eyes are like,
big googly eyes.
Like, I do. I feel like they're just all inbred.
I got a buddy who's got like a massive fish tank, man. And he takes care of goldfish and some other types of fish. And like, dude, it seems like it's such work, man. So much work to like just have something on display for yeah. who's really seeing it, you know?
I'd like to have a... Like, I wouldn't want to do it because a trout should be free and running wild, mm-hmm. but it'd be cool to have, like, you know, like a rainbow trout. Like,
you've been to the Shedd Aquarium?
Yes, many times.
Pretty awesome.
It's awesome, dude. It's killer. Yeah, yeah. So cool.
When you walk through a tunnel and a shark's swimming next to you, yeah. it's kind of surreal.
I'm always like, look at that pussy shark.
Right. Yeah, until that glass breaks. Ah!
I grab that shark. I said, fuck you, shark.
Listen here, shark.
Yeah, just grab him. Give him a noogie.
Noogie.
You like that?
Indian burn on the fin.
Ah, why are you doing this to me? But yeah, so there you go. I will say though, if they were green, were they called goldfish before, or were they greenfish?
Greenfish, obviously.
But they're not even gold; they're orange. Orange isn't gold. Yeah. Stupid! What a dumb fish. Fact number four. Opinion number four. John Belushi made the same amount of money for Animal House as the horse in the movie.
Oof.
They both got $40,000. Have you ever seen Animal House?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, great movie. Yeah. Love it. Horse dies if you haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
After a prank gone wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's crazy that Belushi made the same amount as a horse.
Dude,
you want to make some money? Get yourself an animal that can be used in movies or commercials, anything like that.
How much did Air Bud make?
Dude, a ton.
A lot of money.
A ton. Chihuahua that was the Taco Bell.
Bell dog.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
They should bring that back.
Which was a female dog, by the way.
Yeah.
Yep. And I believe at some point during Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the dog that Westy like had better digs than the little people on set.
Oh, man.
I'm almost positive they got paid
Toto,
more.
Toto yeah, the got dog. Paid more yep. than.
I'm pretty sure.
Hey.
I'm pretty sure. Jesus. Anyway, so yeah, get yourself an animal that's well trained and can be on there.
What did all those apes get paid for Planet of the Apes?
You are such an idiot. There's days. there are days, Hunter.
I mean, there's so many of them, you know?
It's a lot of monkeys to pay. It's a lot.
How'd they train them to talk and look like humans?
Ride the horses. It's crazy.
So wild, man.
They deserve to get paid that much.
Right. Yeah, Coco, step aside, bro. We got monkeys riding, you know?
I hope you. I don't know.
Oh wait, that was CGI. Moron.
So stupid. All right, fact number four. Opinion number four. They've been good facts so far.
First, how much the dinosaurs got paid in Jurassic Park?
Training those things has got to be tough.
Where the hell did they find them?
No, the best is when you see the behind the scenes and like in the most not the latest one, the first one that came back, the reboot,
mm-hmm.
and Chris Pratt is like. Mm. Calming down the velociraptors, but you look at the behind the scenes and it's these guys in green suits.
In green suits, calming them down.
How could you be serious? I could not act. I will give actors credit for that because if I saw these guys in green suits, like, yeah,
right.
I'd be like how am I supposed to be serious here?
It's hard to get in the moment here, guys.
You got a guy named Jeff in there in a green suit, like, right. calm down. I'd lose my shit, man. All right, fact five, opinion five. Quaker Oats wasn't founded by Quakers and has never been involved with them in any way. They got the name because the company was founded in part of Pennsylvania where a lot of Quakers were back in 1901.
Quakers? What are Quakers? Are they Amish?
Quakers are religious refugees.
Mm-hmm.
Quakers came over because of persecution over in England.
Mm-hmm.
So they're religious refugees.
That's what Cream of Wheat is, right?
No.
Quaker?
No, that's not Quaker. You're Quaker Oats. Cream of Wheat is...
Something different. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure... Yeah, that's what a Quaker is. So they were over here to
it's that guy who's the logo. He's got the hat on.
He's got the Quaker hat and everything, yeah.
And the white hair.
Yep. A Quaker Friends Christian movie founded by George Fox in 1650... devoted to peaceful principles, central to the Quakers' belief in the doctrine of the inner light or sense of Christ's direct working in the soul. So led them to reject both formal ministry. That's what it was, because they were rejecting like the Catholic Church and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And they were persecuted for that. So they came over to be free and practice what they wanted to practice here. But it has nothing to do with the Quaker Oats guy. However,
Quaker Oats guy, man, that's going to be my new profile picture.
So yeah,
that guy's got a famous face, man.
Look at that guy; he does.
Is that a fake? That's a wig, right?
Probably.
Back in the day, like the bigger...
But here's a guy though. That's probably who's George. I think he's based off of George Fox. That would make sense. Yeah. So the founder.
Huh. God, people were ugly back then.
I don't know. There were some hot people.
No, I don't think there was.
Hot people
from
the
1800s.
I love that this is a search. Right. Like, it already popped up.
Yeah, what was a good looking? Well, she's from 1800?
She's a babe. Here's the problem, though, is we don't see as many because there wasn't as many pictures. That chick's hot.
That's from 1800.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot. She's smoking.
Yeah, good looking chick.
Dude, could you imagine all the old dirty dudes just at late night at the saloon, it was called? I'm going to get Betty at the end of the night. No, I'm getting Betty.
I'm getting Betty.
Start shooting guns.
I think looks have changed and adapted, but I still think there's obviously beautiful women out there.
What was a good looking dude? Is there any dudes up there?
Yeah, look at that guy. That's a handsome fella.
No, it's not.
Actually, you know what? I'm pretty sure that's Joseph Stalin. I apologize for that. I'm almost positive that's a young Joseph Stalin.
Hey.
I'm sorry, he was a bad man. Hot bad man. I mean, there's a good looking guy.
Yeah, not bad.
That's a good looking guy. And they were all ripped, too. That's the thing. What?
That shirt that he was wearing, it looks new.
I know. He looks like a hipster.
He does. He looks like a hipster.
That's hipsters now look like guys from the 1800s. That's basically what it is.
Hey, great, 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 great grandpa, can I borrow your shirt?
Sure. This, however.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, damn. That's the other thing, though. You think about some of these old bloodlines, like the old, kings and queens and all the royal families.
Yeah.
There was a lot of incest in there. There was a lot of marrying your first cousins or, you know,
have you been
your sisters.
To Great Britain or England?
That's why their teeth are so weak.
Not done.
I mean, look at this dude.
Yeah, he's got some 1800 abs.
Damn, dude. Dude, he is yoked.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'd fool around with him.
Jesus, dude.
What? It's a handsome fella. Look at that mustache.
Yeah.
I'd take a mustache ride from him. I find fun. Oh, man. You know what?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to spend a majority of my day looking up hot people.
Could you imagine living in that time?
I wouldn't want to. Honestly, it's all romanticized.
We'd be dead by now.
Probably. It's all romanticized in movies and everything, but, dude, it was just dirty. I couldn't do it because of how dirty it was.
Here's a problem I have. I'm walking around my house bored right now, and I have an Xbox One loaded with games that is full of technology, and I'm still like, man.
Here's the thing, though.
You don't know what you
don't
have.
You don't know, because you're working. You die at the age of 30.
Yeah,
and
but still, what are they doing in their downtime? Walking around, kicking dirt around, cans down the street?
They're tired. They work all day, and then they just go to bed. They eat. I mean, everything was a chore.
Look, Grandpa, I made a house out of popsicle sticks.
Hello, Grandpapa. No, I mean, it was, even the kids worked. You know, I think that's really so interesting is that when we think about oh my God, how do they do it? One, they didn't know any better. It was maybe more reading, more skill, if they could read, you know, but you were always working. Everything was a chore. Getting wood for the fireplace, for dinner, getting all the stuff cut up for dinner. It wasn't just pouring a can of, you know, SpaghettiOs into a glass. Like, everything took time. So really, when you have no free time, you're not bored.
Yeah,
you know?
It's true.
God, you're just working your life away. The other day, when I made dinner, I steamed the chicken. I had to cut up the broccoli. You know, I did all this stuff. And I'm like, at the end of it, I was sweating. I'm like, holy shit.
Right.
Like,
this is work.
This is work. I could have eaten. But nowadays, you can go to the store, buy a pre-made dinner. And so we don't know. But back then, you know.
Yeah, Harold from 1862 ain't going to McDonald's on his break.
No, exactly, man. You know? Everything was a chore. So you just didn't have downtime. You didn't have an opportunity to be bored.
Just a simple life, man.
Oh, man. And there's something to it. I think there's something to it.
You know, dude, even if you took like a Swiss Army knife back in the day, you know, to look at this.
I always think about that too. Like, you're sent back in time. Well, you know, what would you do? I'd be like, I honestly don't know. I think I could do all right in a sense, but it's not like I would be a ruler of anything. I'd probably end up just a peasant like everyone else.
Right.
I'd know just enough. I'd probably be burned at the stake for the way I talk. Like, witch! He's a witch!
Look at his shirt! It says Holy White Hounds. What the hell is that?
That's a witch. Anyway, all right, that's going to do it for us. Five facts, five opinions on a Friday. Five fucking facts, five fucking opinions on a Friday. Thank you all so much for joining us. Don't forget to explore more on the website. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Have a good weekend.
See you guys later.